Silence beyond the azure blue. And God guards you from human sight. Yea, there the sky with every heaven. He brings the wells with his great might.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Once again, this is your brother Paul Offen coming to you live on your screens. We're going to continue on what we started last week, and the topic is the unknown God. This is what we started last week. And last week, we focused on the world without God and morals. So if this is the first time you are joining this lesson, I will beg of you to look for the first video, which is titled The World Without God and Morals. This will help you because that's the introductory part, will help you to understand all the lessons. And as I said, this is going to be a long series, and it's going to be, you know, series of part 1, 2, 3, and until we're finished. I don't know how many are coming. So please try to find out the first video, which is titled The World Without God and Morals. We continue from there. And what we are going to talk about today is the unknown God in the midst of man. The unknown God in the midst of man. You see, Hosea said something in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. He says, "Lack of knowledge, my people perish." So what we are going to study tonight is going to help us so that people will know if indeed there is God, how does that God interact with humans? That is what we are going to find out. Because people are confused and they don't know how God communicates with humans today. The question is, does God communicate with man today? The answer is yes. But another question is, how does he communicate with us today? And that is what we're going to find out. Probably the subtopic today, which is the unknown God in the midst of man, we will not conclude it, but we will continue in next week. So, the God of heaven has shown himself to man in many ways. And if we understand that, then we're going to find out the ways that God has shown himself to us. Last week we said, some people do not believe that God exists. And others do, but they don't know how that God interacts with man. And some people are also, you know, confused. They're not sure whether God exists or not. So that is what we are going to try to find out. Indeed, if the unknown God is there, how does he communicate? How does he interact with the sons of man today? So we need to have some knowledge about this, because as Hosea says, lack of knowledge, my people perish. Because we don't have knowledge about, you know, how the unknown God interacts with man today, people are doing all sort of things to say that God speaks to them. In what ways? I know God communicates with the sons of man today, but in what ways does he communicate with us? And that is what we are going to, you know from this lesson. Because people do not study the scripture and rightly handle it as Paul instructed Timothy. In the 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, many are deceived to think that God interacts with man the same way as he did in the past. So people are saying, yes, I hear the voice of God. God has spoken to me, especially when it's getting to the end of year. You see a lot of people coming up to say that they have a vision. They have information from God. What the year coming is going to be. And so many people are confused. Whether these people are authentic, whether these people, what they are saying is right or not. Unfortunately, some who are claiming today that they are spokesmen of for God are deceiving millions of people. They are deceiving millions of people. And I will tell you why. Maybe your pastor or your man of God or your prophet, call him what you do, is telling you that God speaks through him today, then I'm saying that is never true because of what the scripture says here. So we're going to find out the ways in which God interacts with his creation. And before we know how God interacts with man today, we have to go back to the past and see how he dealt with the people of the past. Now, if you read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, God spoke with, you know, some people in the past in various ways and in different times. And we're going to find out how God, the unknown God, you see, interacted with humans that he has created. So, some of the ways that he showed himself to man include direct communication, voice. They heard God's voice. Example, if you go to the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, we hear that the God of heaven spoke to Adam. Adam, where are you? Adam responded, and God had a chat with him. Now, also, when it comes to Genesis chapter 12 to Genesis chapter 17, we hear a lot of interaction going on between God and Abraham. God revealed himself through angels in the burning bush and spoke to Moses. Here, God also spoke to Moses through angels. And again, we see that God spoke to Jacob through dreams. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 12 to 15, we see that Jacob had a dream, and God spoke to Jacob through the dream. Again, God spoke to the Virgin Mary through angel. When you read Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. Also, God spoke to Peter and Paul and some of the apostles in visions. In Acts chapter 10, we see that God was speaking to Peter in trance or in vision. And then God spoke to people through signs and wonders too. So these are all in the Bible. So if you say, does God interact with people? Yes, he does. But in what ways? I've given you some of the ways that God dealt with people. Some in dreams, some in vision, some through angels in the burning bush, and some heard direct voices from God, and, you know, God spoke to them. But the question is, what about today? How does God interact with the sons of man today? We believe God is there. But does he communicate with us today at all or not? Then let me caution you here. As we're trying to find out how the unknown God deal with the mourning people, let me sound this caution to everyone who is listening to me. There are some people in the world today who claim they can speak with God directly, as has happened in the past. But we have to be careful with these so-called men of God who are claiming this. These are false claimers. None of them is from God. And I'll tell you why. Probably you are shocked to hear me saying that people who are saying God speak through them, they are not from God. We will use the Bible to examine all these claims if they are right. So, what we're going to do is that we are going to explore some of the avenues through which the unknown God react with man today. Remember, our topic that we are discussing is the unknown God, the God that we do not know. And for that reason, some people are saying God does not exist. And even those who say they do know God exists, they are confused. Some of them are saying God speaks to us. So we are the mediators for God, and people go to them and consult them for help and other things. Are they right? Are they telling you the truth, or they are liars? And that is what we are using the Bible to explore. So, God communicates with people today. Yes, he does. Talk to us. In what way does he communicate with us? And that is why I'm saying we have to be very careful as we're trying to find this. These people who claim God speaks to them, these are the false prophets who take advantage of the people's scanty knowledge in the scriptures and deceive them. People are putting their hopes in these so-called men of God, and some of the result is what we have been witnessing for the past 3 weeks. Have you heard about the BBC expose on a man who called himself a man of God? I'm referring to TB Joshua of Nigeria. The things that are coming out are so disturbing from this man, what he did. And now people are coming out. The man who claimed that God, you know, spoke with him, so that thousands of people go to him for help. Now, look at what is coming out. I don't have time to go on all these things. If you want to know, you go to BBC, Alpha TV, Joshua, the expose, everything you will know. I'm saying this because this is a man that people trusted. They put their hopes in him because he claimed God spoke with him and people believed him. Now, it ended up that this man, what he was doing, right, what people are coming out to say, if these are true, then that is evil that this man did. Lack of knowledge, my people perish indeed. And because we don't know how God interacts with us, anybody at all can stand up and say that, yes, I hear God's voice, and God is saying that I should tell you this, A, B, or Z. And people believe them. Is that how God communicates with man today? And as I said, people made this man as God. And now you know the disturbing and disheartening information that is coming out. This is strengthening the faith of the unbelievers and giving weapons to the haters of God to hate God more. To say that if this is Christianity, then Christianity is evil. Because this man called himself man of God, God speak to him. And look at the evil things that is coming out from this man. When these people calling themselves men of God and claiming God speak to them are doing this evil, it gives Christianity a bad name because people who do not know Christ think that that is how Christianity is. But let me tell you, these are vicious wolves in the sheep clothing. And this is what Jesus warned in Matthew chapter 7 verse 15. These and many more false prophets in the system are the reason why people do not respect Christianity. For as it's written in Romans chapter 2 verse 24, for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Because of these people, people say all kinds of things against Christianity. They are evil people who are there to fight against God, but not to campaign for God. Don't let anybody deceive you to say that he's a man of God. There's nobody like a man of God. There's nobody like a prophet of God. Today, they are all liars. They are all false prophets. Now, if you are saying that, and Paul, you are saying that God communicates with us today. If these people are false prophets, then how does God speak to us? Does God interact with us today? That is what we are going to find out. What people don't know is that the unknown God, we only feel his presence through faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 5. If you want to see God, it's just by faith and not by sight. Don't let anybody lie to you that he's going to mountains to meet God there. God is not on the mountains. If you read John chapter 4, the interaction between Jesus Christ and the Samaritan woman, Jesus said to the woman, "Woman, you people say that you go on the mountains to worship God. And the Jews also say they go to Jerusalem. Let me tell you, a time is coming and it is here that the true worshippers are no more going to Jerusalem or on this mountain, but they are going to worship God in what? In truth and in spirit, because God is spirit. So those who are seeking God, they must seek him in this way. God is spirit. He is not, you know, at a corner somewhere where people go and consult him. So people who are sitting and claiming that God speaks to them, they are not true. They are not true. Now let me tell you, the reason why this is not true and they cannot see God is because, you see, God himself says that no one can see him and live. You cannot see God and live. Right. And because of that, since creation, no human being has seen the face of God. God is invisible, he is spirit, and you cannot see him. You only see God through faith and also through his handiwork, the thing that God has done that is around us. That is how we see God through. And we'll read some verses and it will tell you this. Even though we cannot see God's physical presence, his invisible appearance is still terrifying if he has to show it to man. You cannot see God to see what's, you know, nature or material is God made of. He doesn't have any material. Even his invisible presence or appearance, if he has to show to man, is so terrifying that no man can stand it. Israel could not stand his presence at all and had to plead with Moses to intervene. Now, if you go back to the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20, about 4,000 years ago, God told Moses, "I want to speak to the people of Israel. So I want you to gather them around this mountain and I will speak with them." Moses did. Because he didn't know what God was going to do. And the people surrounded the mountain ready to hear God. And they wished they had not even done that. Even though it was God's invisible presence they experienced. But listen to what happened. They couldn't stand. And you are sitting there today, you say, I want to see God. If I don't see God, there is no God. You don't know what you're talking about, my brother. You don't know what you're talking about, my sister. You cannot stand even the invisible nature of God. You cannot stand his presence. Now, Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 to 19. Now, when God met the Israelites on that mountain, listen to what happened. And I'm reading. From verse 18 says, Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled. And they stood afar and said to Moses, You speak with us, we will listen, but do not let God speak to us anymore. Lest we die. Do you understand that? They have gathered to listen to God. The first time God wants to speak with them directly so that they can hear his voice. But any time that he spoke one word, there was this flashes of lightning, there was thundering, there was trumpet, mountains smoking, and the people could not stand. That was a terrifying moment. They couldn't. They were all trembled. And you can see them shaking. So they ran away from the mountain and pleaded with Moses. Moses, we can't stand the presence of God. Go and listen to the message and we will all do. Therefore, understand why Jehovah God does not show his physical presence or invisible appearance to man in our days, because we can't stand it. The reason why he is hiding from the sight of man. Whoever says today that he has spoken with him is a liar and a false prophet. Don't believe all these false prophets that come to you saying that they have answer to your problem because they communicate with God and God provide them with the answers. They are all false prophets, false men of God, false ministers, the ministers of the devil, and they have nothing to offer you than to ruin your life. Because you want material things, you want all the world to you, but Jesus said, even if you gain all this and you lose your soul, what profits do you make? So, the invisible God, the unknown God, is there. And he still interacts with man. Last week I said, God walks around the scenes. He walks behind the scenes. And he loves humans, his creation. He loves us so much that he cannot go away from us. Even though we are sinners, God always stretches his hands to embrace us. He's working behind the scenes. But you cannot see his physical presence. You cannot see his face. He made it clear that no one can see me and leave. That is the Jehovah God we serve. Paul made it clear to the Corinthian Christians. We Christians walk by faith and not by sight. Unlike those days where God revealed his invisible nature to the sons of man through direct voices, visions, dreams, through angels and signs and wonders, we see God through faith and his handiwork, the things that are around us today. That's how we see God. So if you want to see God, look at this, the ocean, the big ocean that he made. Look at the skies. Look at human, you yourself. How wonderfully you are made. Look at the moon and the stars. Now, let us reason with David. If you read Psalm 8, verse 3 and 4, David says, God, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of? And the sons of man that you care for? David did not see God face to face, but he saw the handiwork, the things that God had made. And then he knew God is there. He said, when I look up the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars that you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of? Because God is invisible, people have imagined him in their own ways, in their own minds, and have made a replica of what they believe God is like, in the form of images, shrines, photos, etc., representing God with material things, even though the scripture says God is invisible. So how do you use material things to make God and say, this is the God we worship? And that is why God punished Israel when they made a golden calf and said that this is the God that delivered us from what? Egypt. God killed about 3,000 of them. Because he doesn't have any physical, material thing that you can see. So why do you make this? And when Paul got to Athens, he made it clear to these people, God cannot be replicated in any form because he is invisible and has no physical nature. We don't know how the Almighty God, the creator of our universe, is like. And therefore, never try to imagine him in any form in your mind. When we were kids, we went to Sunday school and they are trying to tell us how God looked like. God is an old man with gray hair and a long beard, very big man sitting somewhere, and the world is under his knees. Describing God like that. Well, probably they were trying to teach children. But Paul says, don't imagine God in that way, because he is spirit, he is invisible. No human eye can see. So why do you imagine him in your mind? So in Acts chapter 17, verse 29, Paul says, being then the children of God, we ought not to think that the divine being is like the gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. Now, I like the way the NLT, New Living Translation, presented this verse. NLT says, and since this is true, we shouldn't think of God as an idol designed by a craftsman from gold or silver or stone. Because God is invisible, he doesn't have a physical structure to design him or present him with any physical material will lead to breaking God's law. Do you know that? If you present God in any physical material, you are breaking his law. What law? To the Jews, God told them, you shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of thing that is in heaven above. Anything that is in heaven above, don't make any image. Say this, that is in heaven, this is how it looked like. Or that is on earth beneath, or that is in water or under the earth. You shall not bow down to them and serve them, For I, Lord, your God, I am jealous God, visiting the iniquity of your fathers and other children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me. Now, basically, what God is saying here is, don't design me in any form at all. Because you cannot see me. You don't know what form I am. Don't. But this is what people are doing today. They make some shrines. They make something called crucifix and a lot of things, hanging them in their offices, in their bedrooms, in their church houses, and say, this is God. And they bow down, make sign of cross and the digs. You see, what is the difference between this and the golden image that Israelites made about 4,000 years ago that brought God's fury visiting these people and killing 3,000 on that same day? Exodus chapter 2. Read there. So the God that we worship has no form. So let us not picture God in any form and trying to design him and worship him. That is what he said to them. Sometimes because God has been silent and does not interact with man as he did in the past, it has become extremely difficult for many to understand his true nature. And this has led many to even doubt his existence as they are looking for proofs and signs before they believe in him. Sometimes it becomes difficult to answer some of the questions even they ask, such as, where is God? Where is the evidence? Even though God has revealed himself to man in various ways. Some of the ways I've already told you. In dreams, in the form of angels, God spoke directly to man, and also in visions and signs and wonders to prove his presence. With all this, man today is saying that they don't believe God exists. They want a proof. But Bible says the proof is around you, and you human, you are a proof that God exists because he made you. Brothers, because of time, I want us to, read one or two things and a pause here. And then we'll continue on next week to try to dive into the Almighty God. Now, we want to tell you that God has no physical, body that you can see design. And then you say that he spoke to me and I saw God, as some people are saying. If this is not true, then how does he communicate with the present people? Now, what I read to you earlier on, speaking to people in dreams and in signs and wonders and in the form of angel, these are all past and gone. The Hebrew writer in the Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 and 2 says that is the way God dealt with the people of the old. But today, how does he communicate with that? And that is what we are trying to find out. That is how we are trying to find out. So my brothers and sisters, without taking much of your time today, I'm going to pause here. And the next week, when we come, we're going to see how God, the unknown God, came down on our planet and dwell among us. If all that I've told you is not a proof to you, next week we're going to find out how God the Almighty came down to our planet, this earth. Do you know God has come to visit us before? Do you know that? You don't know. Well, we're going to use the Bible to tell you that Almighty God, the creator of our universe, the maker of mankind, Jehovah God, has visited this planet before and showed himself to man. so many ways. One of the ways, probably you know, but you didn't know that, that is the God we are talking about. So next week, we will find out how God came down on earth and interacted with man. God bless you that you always find time to follow me when I come on the screen. Please share this video to as many as you can. If you are watching me from YouTube, subscribe to my channel so that anytime I come online, you'll be first to be notified. You can watch this also on Facebook, and also you can listen to the radio form or audio form on Spotify and Radio Republic. Other social media handles too. Some will post my, you know, videos there. So you can also find me there. God bless you. See you next week. Bye bye.